My Secret Diary, written and read by Jacqueline Wilson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. My Diary. I've kept a diary on and off all my life. When I was a little girl, I had Smollett schoolgirl diaries. I kept them in my sock drawer, madly thinking this was an amazingly inventive hiding place. I didn't really record any riveting secrets in my blotchy barrow. Mummy bought me a girl comic. I think Joan of Arc is wonderful. Daddy and I went for a walk, and I pretended to be a pony. I didn't write at length in a proper journal until I was in my teens. I read The Diary of Anne Frank and then reread it so many times I could quote whole passages by heart. I especially love the parts where Anne says she wants to be a writer when she grows up. I identified so strongly with that longing. I ached for Anne because she never had the chance to fulfill her huge potential. However, she also wrote that she wanted to be remembered after her death. And of course, millions around the world read her wonderful diary. I knew this perfectly well, but I still somehow felt she was writing her diary just for me, confiding all her secret fears and hopes and dreams. I slept with my pink pan paperback copy of Anne's diary under my pillow, and I kept a picture of her on my bedside table. I'd sometimes whisper to her.